Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia, and today I'm going to talk about self-love versus narcissism. I teach the path to recovery from narcissistic abuse as self-love, but many ask, what is self-love? Isn't that narcissism? And the answer is no, absolutely not. Self-love is the opposite of narcissism. Narcissism is an ego-inflated grandiosity that has nothing to do with self-love. A narcissist may be self-absorbed, self-involved, and self-important, but he's not engaged in self-love. At the root of narcissism is self-loathing, not self-loving. The narcissist utter hatred of his vulnerable, weak, sensitive, and feeling side causes him to cut off from these qualities and demonize them. This creates self-hatred because the narcissist has rejected the most human, compassionate, and vulnerable aspects of himself in favor of the illusion of omnipotence. When the narcissist sees these vulnerable qualities reflected back to him, he initially may be drawn to them, because there's a deeper part of the narcissist on a soul level that longs for reconnection to the parts of himself he has lost. But as that part of himself threatens to reemerge, his fear of vulnerability comes out, which results in projection and abuse of others. The narcissist attacks the vulnerability in you because he hates it in himself. He attacks you from his self-loathing. Self-love has nothing to do with it. So what is self-love? Is it a feeling one has for himself? Well, it can be, but it's also the action you take towards your own health and well-being. It involves super self-care, paying attention to your inner environment, listening to your inner voice, taking care of your physical body, eating well, exercising, unplugging now and then from the matrix of cell phones, internet, and social media, having someone you can really talk to about what's going on inside of you, making choices out of self-respect and honesty, and making your own needs a priority. Getting to know your inner child aspect and love it with all your heart, in its pain, in its fear, in its anger, in its rage, in its jealousy, and in every other emotional state you find yourself in, is self-love. So have compassion for your inner child. Your inner child is accessed through your emotions, so pay attention to how you feel and be willing to commit to being there for yourself. For this fragile emotional aspect that has often been abandoned on so many levels, but most of all from you. We abandon our inner child aspect when we cut off from our truth, from allowing ourselves to really feel what is going on inside of us. In order to heal, we need to commit to being there for our inner child and not abandon it. Being a parent to our inner child is self-loving. Treat that child within you as a loving mother or father would treat his or her precious child. Listen, be attentive, allow for emotional expression in a safe environment, allow for play and creativity, allow for the innocence. Give that child emotional support to find the safety in opening her heart and loving from the deepest place within her. Self-love is also about being mindful, which is to pay attention and be aware of what thoughts are going through your head. Watch your thoughts like the thought police. Watch your judgments of yourself and others. Watch the condemning voice that finds fault with everything that you do. Watch the voice that tells you you are not enough, and the voice that tells you that you can't. These negative and judging voices that you find on the inside are programs based in fear. They're programs installed in your mind, just like computer software is installed on your computer. If you have a program installed that says, I'm not enough, then everything you do will reflect this belief on some level. When you can develop awareness of this voice, you begin to catch it in its judgments of you. When you catch an inner judgment, don't lash out at it. You can gently correct it, like you would gently correct a child. You can say to that innocent part of you that is saying, "I'm not good enough," "Now you know this is not true. You are plenty good enough. You are beautiful. You are capable." Self-love involves being mindful of the voices in your head and learning to talk kindly to yourself. Have compassion for yourself and develop enough awareness of your inner judge to catch its desecration of you. You're not all those horrible things the judge condemns you for. You're a good person. You have a magnificent inner light that wants to shine and invites you to step out into the world as your true self, not some illusionary actor pretending to be something that you're not. Being who you are is the ultimate act of self-love, expressing from your true innermost self. The narcissist is a perfect example of one who is disconnected from his soul, the true self that wants to express honestly and openly, sharing himself from a place of transparency and vulnerability. He is the great pretender, pretending always to be something or someone that he's not. We're all guilty of this to some degree. The more narcissistic one becomes, the more he cuts off from who he really is. That deep, soulful connection you feel with a narcissist in the beginning of your relationship or through your relationship may be a mutual craving of that soul essence within that gets turned outward. When we attempt to meet that inner need for soul connection by connecting with another person, we miss the boat. We miss the opportunity to become more of ourselves, and instead we become more of the other person and less of ourselves. And this is how we lose ourselves. We deny our own needs and the deep longing for expression of our true essence. When all is said and done, with a narcissist, we feel we've lost our soul essence. But the deeper truth is we've just cut off from it in attempt to get our essence from another. And of course, the narcissist will take everything you give and discard you when you've run dry. And this is because you were so disconnected from your own soul. You failed to notice that you were giving yourself away for a promise that would never be fulfilled. I'm not saying that the narcissist does not trick, manipulate, lie, and exploit you to get what he wants. But at some point, our soul gives us a warning that we're going down a dark path, and we don't listen. We ignore the warnings because we need to believe the fairy tale, or we're too afraid to face the deeper truth. Self-love is to be courageous and face your inner demons with courage. We all have inner demons. Our demons are the negative and destructive programs that are driving us from a deep subconscious place. When you bring something to the light of awareness, it can no longer control you from beyond your awareness. Once you know something about yourself, it becomes difficult to unknow it. You can deny it, but it has already seen the light of awareness. For example, most of us have a program that says, "I'm not enough." And when we become aware, we can see this program as an inner demon. It is destructive because when we believe we are not enough, this belief is reinforced by experience. We actually magnetize experiences into our reality that reinforce the belief, "I am not enough." We will draw people into our life who mistreat us, and we conclude, "I'm being mistreated because I am not enough." Variations will be, "I'm not good enough, sexy enough, attractive enough, smart enough, successful enough, and so on. A common issue that happens when we break up with a narcissist is we are most often replaced quite quickly by someone else. And if we have a deep-seated core belief running that says, "I am not enough," we will automatically believe that the person who has taken our place in the narcissist's life is better than I am. You may include, "She must be sexier, smarter, more successful, more capable of having a good relationship with him than I am." And of course, this is your mind playing tricks on you. It is your core beliefs about yourself creating a story that is completely untrue. The more likely truth is that the narcissist found another person to temporarily fill his inner emptiness, but he's no more attached or capable of loving the new person than he was of loving you. It is our own mind and beliefs that create the stories, and when we tell ourselves these stories, we feel horrible. When you tell yourself the new person is so much better than I am, how does that make you feel? Most people get absolutely obsessed with the new girlfriend or boyfriend in the life of the narcissist and don't understand why. Well, this is why. It's because your core belief of "I am not enough" is in your face, and you're seeing the new person as evidence of your belief. Some people do social media stalking to find out everything they can about the new girlfriend or boyfriend, or even ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, because they're looking for evidence to support their belief. A woman may perceive the new girlfriend as being more attractive or successful than she is, which justifies her belief that the reason her narcissistic ex didn't fight for her is because she wasn't enough. She wasn't worth fighting for. We have to stop judging ourselves based on what we imagine the narcissist or anybody else is thinking or feeling about us. The narcissist doesn't feel deeply for anyone, and if you ask for your own needs to be met in the relationship, you will become a burden to the narcissist, who is really looking for someone who is completely self-sacrificing and denies all needs in order to cater to the needs of the narcissist. We have to understand that the new girlfriend or boyfriend is simply narcissistic supply, someone to fill an opening. And we have to understand that the new person is still naive and ignorant as to what is coming down the pike. The emotional turmoil that you might be in now is the emotional turmoil that lies ahead for the new source of supply. By the time that ball drops, you'll likely have already moved on or stopped caring. When you're engaged in self-love, you learn how to talk to yourself and counteract those narcissistic voices inside your own head. It is the narcissist who will tell you that you're not enough, but please understand this is a projection. The narcissist in his denied self-loathing projects his own feelings of inadequacy, his own fears of not being enough. By projecting these repressed fears onto you, it gives him a sense of separation from them. Remember that if you didn't have these same feelings and fears at your core, the projections of the narcissist would have no place to stick. So a powerful way to heal, recover, and move beyond the emotional devastation of narcissistic abuse is to heal your deepest fears and feelings of inadequacy so that the narcissistic voice no longer has a place to stick. The narcissistic voice takes root within us. Once the physical narcissist has been evicted from our life, the psychic narcissist takes over. The psychic narcissist is the narcissistic voice that is still condemning, attacking, and finding fault with you. It's kind of like a virus. Most of us get into the habit of trying to defend ourselves against this destructive voice. But to defend is to try and prove to yourself and the other that what the voice is saying is not true. And why do you need to defend yourself? Instead, you have to know deep within that these lies are not true. We have to learn to release our attachment to what others say about us. We need to understand that what others say are only projections, lies, rumors, and fears. Try not to be afraid of rumors or lies spread by others. Those who believe everything they're told are pretty gullible. You need to understand that they don't really know you. You need to know you. You need to make knowing who you are a priority. Because to know you is to love you. You need to write down a list of all your beautiful qualities and to love and accept your insecurities, your weaknesses. They don't make you a bad person. Your weaknesses make you human, and we all have them. So embrace your weaknesses, and you will turn them into strengths. The more we love ourselves and believe in ourselves, the more others will love us and believe in us. It is the law of attraction. We teach people how to treat us by how we treat ourselves. If we have a core belief that says, "I'm not worthy," we will see that core belief showing up in our reality. We will either find ourselves being treated poorly by others, or we will interpret the treatment of others as validation of our unworthiness. Making your health, healing, and well-being a priority is not an act of narcissism. It's an act of self-love. And wouldn't it make sense that to heal narcissistic abuse would involve moving from the self-loathing, both projected onto you and rooted out of you by the narcissist, to self-loving? When you love yourself, you say no more to invalidating, cruel, dishonest, and condemning behavior coming both from within and outside of you. If you're not for you, then who will be? Make yourself a priority. Embrace your healing and release the narcissist in your life to be who and what he or she is. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.